A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
You are definitely living in the hindsight world today, Paul.
Chargers. 14 yards. This time a receiving TD, and it's the third of the day for Austin.
I think it's rather appropriate that we start the Paul Gallant Show 36 minutes late today, seeing as the Houston Texans offense wasn't able to get things going until about, 36 minutes into yesterday's game, a 34-24 loss to the Los Angeles Chargers. What is going on, people? I am Paul Gallant. This is the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Sean Mapes is behind the glass, and I appreciate him being able to run things in, the midst of a very chaotic morning. I'm at the corner of Westheimer and Chimney Rock, which is legitimately within eyesight of the station. I'm parked, I'm basically just waiting to get through a light. And all of a sudden, I put the car into drive, and I hear strange noise, and the car just doesn't move. So I'm like, wait a second, is my emergency brake engaged or something like that? Nope, the emergency brake wasn't engaged. The thing just wasn't working. So as you can probably imagine, me having a really great temper and control over all of my emotions, I just sat there in the car, not telling everybody who was honking at me to go die in a fire. I wouldn't do that. I'm past that. I'm beyond that. But I apologize for being 36 minutes late. I had to wait until a tow truck would show up. Tow truck. I want to give a big shout out to Darius, who picked me up for AAA. The guy calmed me down because I wanted to kill someone because I just got the car transmission in that car fixed, but no one cares about that. You want to talk about the old Houston Texans and look, expectations, right? You got to manage them. Were you really expecting a whole lot? We were telling you on Friday, yeah, the Chargers are a team that is banged up right now, and the Texans actually do have some advantages going into this game against a team that they beat last year, but did you actually expect them to win? So I don't think it's authentic of me to be mad on a day like today about anything other than my car dying. But this is one of those games where afterwards you're hearing the same stuff from the only winless team in the National Football League, and I think Walter White once said it best on Breaking Bad. Never BS a BSer. After the game, Lovie Smith was asked about some of the struggles, and I'll give him credit. He is somewhat realistic when it comes to assessing, again, the last winless team in the NFL. But when you hear this answer, there are a couple of moments along the way that got under my skin.
Not there yet. You know, we're not a good football team yet. Good football teams find a way to win at the end, and we haven't been able to get over that hurdle. But looking at the positive, I mean, it was a terrible first half, and we got ourselves in position. They're late. Other games on how they've gone, you know, seem like we had to hold on. We're in a different position. To come back there, we're able to see an awful lot, but still things that we needed to improve upon.
Yeah, there are still things that they need to improve upon, but I want to circle back there, okay? There's a lot of positives, but we had a terrible first half. Lovie Smith's got to say this stuff, though, right? Because he has to keep the team's morale up. And something I wanted to do today, if I had the ability to go to the Lovie Smith press conference, I suppose I could Uber there or something like that. Should I do that? Take a Lyft? Hitchhike? Maybe that'll work. Whatever the case, there is a question that I have for him, like, how do you keep this thing going just because they know they're screwing up? I mean, they've made a ton of mistakes. Or maybe they don't. Here's safety Jonathan Owens, who is very insistent upon the idea that the Houston Texans are very close.
We really close, though, man. It's, you know, this is probably the most we've been. A team has been up on us, you know what I mean? But we close, we fought hard, and, you know, we got to look at the good things, the positives that we did do in the second half. But I love the way we fought. We just, you know, got to finish.
heard that sentiment from a couple of different people. I love the way we fought. We didn't give up. We're close. If we play the way that we played in the third quarter, I think it was Damian Pierce who said it, we can beat anybody. We can hang with anybody. No. And look, maybe they need to tell themselves these things, but I'm just going to list all the mistakes that they made. Any team in the NFL can have a stretch where they look like a competent team. Don't tell me, though, that you're so close when this is how things played out. Texans' first drive of the game, after calling a timeout with 9 seconds left on the play clock, on the third play of the game, we're not even 1 minute fully into the game. Davis Mills throws an interception the very next play. LA's next drive. You got an offside from Jonathan Greenard on a 3rd and 8. Chargers score a touchdown the next play. Next mistake. 3rd and 11. Davis Mills throws a pass to Brandon Cooks for 22 yards. It's brought back by a Kenyon Greenhold. The Texans have to punt after a 3rd and 21. Texans' third drive of the game. It's 3rd and 5 on the Chargers 29. Laremy Tunsil's called for a false start. Mistake one. It's 3rd and 10. They don't convert the 3rd and 10. Then they miss a 46-yard field goal. 4th drive of the game. It's 3rd and 5. Nico Collins is wide open. Davis Mills sails a pass to him. Chargers score 3 plays after the punt. It's 21-0. 6th drive of the game. We're getting close to halftime. The Texans are close to midfield. It's 4th and 1. For some reason, Rex Burkhead is on the field instead of Damian Pierce. Davis Mills fakes the handoff to Rex Burkhead, rolls out to his right, and they forget to block Khalil Mack. I don't know. Maybe you should block the best defender on the team. 7th drive of the game. The Texans get a holding, a delay of game penalty. It's 2nd and 25. And then the 10th drive of the game, after recovering that fumble on the kickoff, where now all of a sudden, if the Texans score a touchdown, they can take the lead. Kenyon Green whiffs on a block. Davis Mills gets sacked. He fumbles. It's 3rd and 16. They're not close. Don't tell me you're close. I think if you're a fan of this team and you're suffering through it and you're still watching and they're telling you that they're close when they're making that many mistakes, like, they're full of it. So there's not something to get mad about. It's more something to think about the next time that they're up at the podium and perhaps have a different strategy. I don't want to hear that they're close, but how about let's tap me as the Texans minister of propaganda, okay? Maybe a little ambience in the background. I think that I can actually do their job for them. But this is just me. It's because I'll get a little something, something. Don't hate me. This is actually a banger of a national anthem. You might ask me a question. Sean Mapes, ask me a question. I'm any Houston Texan at the podium right now. The minister of propaganda.
What do you think of how Davis Mills has looked this year?
Damian Pierce. Ask me another question.
So Rex Burkhead being in on 4th and 1 when you absolutely need it.
Well, on another 4th and 1, it could have been Damian Pierce. Because Damian Pierce.
How do you think the defense looked last?
Damian Pierce is our best defense. Damian Pierce. Guys, Damian Pierce is the future.
How do you feel about Pep Hamilton's play calling?
Damian Pierce sometimes got some of those play calls. It's all about Damian Pierce. The Damian Pierce Show. That is what you're paying $100 for a ticket every single week. Damian Pierce. See, that's all I want. That's all I want going forward. I love this kid, by the way. And credit to Damian Pierce. He has a 75-yard touchdown run. He is so bubbly after the game, too. He's clearly juiced. He's asked about the touchdown. He's crediting his offensive lineman right away. He is talking about how he's going to give the game ball to his mom. By the way, the Texans almost screwed that up. Why'd you call a timeout when the Chargers were kneeling the ball so that you could hand off the ball to Damian Pierce on a carry up the middle to end the game? Like, what were you doing there? Don't kill the one thing that you have. Don't give yourself a further drought by getting Pierce hurt. Pierce has been great. That was an awesome performance by him yesterday. Sadly, you know, that's all you got. So that's all I'm asking. Look, if you feel like you're close, you have to make, I don't know, less than 12, 13 mistakes over the course of a game that are pretty bad ones. That's like one or two. That many? They didn't deserve to win. Give them credit for hanging in there. But I mean, like, how far does that go with a fan base that wants to kill everything? I'm Paul Gallant. 713-780-3776 is how you call. That's how you text in too. Apologies for the late start. I hate my car.
That was awful. Up next, your reaction to it. Plus, is there any good football in the greater Houston area within driving distance, which I can't do anymore? We'll talk about that next. But first, I want to tell you about my friends at BUSR. You want to sign up today to play and gamble on sports. You know, the Texans finally didn't cover this week. So maybe we go against the grain. Maybe we start making sure that the other team is the one who covers. It depends on the faith you have. But if you sign up today at BUSR.com/ESPN, BUSR will double your deposit within the first 24 hours. Again, we're looking at that Texans over-under. Might be time to bet the under right now. BUSR.com/ESPN. You can create prop bets. You can gamble on roulette. You can play a little blackjack, too. There's a casino, horse racing, and a whole lot more. But most importantly, you can double your deposit within the first 24 hours. All you have to do is sign up, BUSR.com/ESPN. Sign up to play today and win today.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is the Paul Gallant Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Yeah, I mean, first four games are close. Good teams got to find a way to win and win late in the game, and we haven't done that yet. Just got to keep fighting for it. I mean, we still got a long season ahead of us. I mean, all it takes is one. I said it last week or the week before. All it takes is one. Just got to get that one win, start building some momentum, and we'll carry on through the rest of the season.
I mean, they're optimistic. So there's that. That's Davis Mills, the quarterback of the Houston Texans. 713-780-3776. No one wants to hear the optimism. I don't know what you want to hear from them at all at this point in time. So to be fair to them, you kind of have to lie to yourself. But they're the one winless team left after the Las Vegas Raiders beat Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos. Let's ride. 713-780-3776. We've got James jumping aboard the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. James, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. Hey, look, Paul, I loved your comments about the Texans. That's probably the best description of what the heck is going on with that team. I don't get it, man. Is Lovie blind? I mean, I just can't get him over the mistakes that they continue to make over and over and over.
You know, James, it's interesting that you bring up Lovie, and I appreciate the phone call here. I don't know what Lovie can really do on this front. I mean, he's teaching them what to do. He's telling them what to do. Maybe they're just not capable of doing it. Could be that simple. And when that's the case, then you just realize how, I mean, long of a road this team has to get back to where, I don't know, they used to be. How far away is that? Again, it's not something to necessarily be mad about. It's just this is pretty far away. And, I mean, you can circle two people right now on this team that you thought to yourself, okay, best case scenario, this person does well, Davis Mills. Best case scenario, this coordinator does well, Pep Hamilton. And right now you're looking at both and you're like, are these guys going to be around next year? And I think it's fair to wonder about both. And I know some people have been very defensive of Pep Hamilton. Some people have been very defensive of Davis Mills. I'm not going to be defensive for either. There's no point. Pep Hamilton's been doing some weird stuff on offense, and Davis Mills misses a lot of open throws. And while he did have two back-to-back beautiful throws in this game, any quarterback in the NFL will have the exact same kind of sequence. And if you're going to lie to yourself and say that that's something that Mills can do consistently for a 60-minute game because he did it two plays in a row, look at every single other quarterback in NFL history. The guys who can make it to this level all have some skill that allows them to do things like that. It's about being consistent and doing it on a regular basis, and not many players are able to do it. It's not an insult or an indictment. It is just the reality. And when you have two guys that are struggling in their respective jobs, there you go. Is there any good football in Texas right now, near Texas? Because college football wasn't a great weekend either. Now, I drove to Waco, which might be the issue behind my car dying now that I'm thinking about it. Driving all the way up to Waco, perhaps going a little bit faster than I needed to. I don't know.
Or there might have been some foul play. You know, some locals heard the segment we did.
Oh.
They're like, hey, this big city slicker thinks he's going to, you know, talk greasy about Waco.
I mean, Sean, the Waco history though is it's pretty out there. Like everyone knows about it, but I actually do have a suspect here. Now, look, I am really famous and really important.
That's a fact.
And everyone recognizes me wherever I go.
Yep.
So you stop at a Buc-ee's on your way up, and if it's before College Station, if it's like right there, listen, Sean, I don't think the Aggies like us. I could be wrong on that, but I don't think the Aggies like us. And it's fine because I don't like the Aggies the way they're playing football. It's been dog bleep. Jimbo Fisher, don't you know offense? I get it. Like Max Johnson gets hurt. You got to put Haynes King back in. It's like going back to the Stone Age when you put him in there. But, ooh, man, 42-24 to Mississippi State. Is Mississippi State good? You're unranked. And guess what? You play Alabama next week. I mean, I guess maybe you won't have to play against Bryce Young, who has a sprained shoulder, but Nick Saban made it sound like it's not that big of a deal after the game. Who else is good nearby? Baylor lost. That game was kind of drunk. It was fun to go to. I actually had a pretty good time in Waco, especially at the Bear Stadium. I do think that they need to put some alcohol in there, but I get it. You know, private institutions have their own way. How about alcohol like anywhere near the stadium? That would be nice too. Because I walked around, I parked, and I thought to myself, oh, I'll be able to find like a restaurant nearby. Everything was too far away. I get it. Like, maybe you want to keep things away from the stadium or from the students, but I don't know. Maybe you have anything within the immediate vicinity. Okay, what else is good near football, near Texas, bordering Texas? Anyone?
In Texas, near football.
What is near football near us? What is near to football? Oklahoma got their asses kicked by TCU, 55-24. If you're Brett Venables, I don't know if you're going to last that long.
It's the same thing with Jimbo Fisher. Hey, isn't your thing supposed to be defense?
Yeah. You gave up 5 touchdowns to TCU's quarterback, 3 throwing, 2 rushing. Shout out to the Horned Frogs. I mean, they're undefeated. They're 17th right now. But, I mean, the top-ranked teams nearby us here in Houston are Oklahoma State, not that close, TCU, not that close. LSU, 25th, not that close. UH has now lost 3 of 4, by the way. 27-24 loss to Tulane. Arkansas sort of hung in there, and they at least made Nick Saban yell at Bill O'Brien. So, I mean, that's like the thing that we had most to cheer for this weekend, was Nick Saban getting mad at Bill O'Brien because Arkansas was frisky for a little bit in time.
This is major Rice erasure. They're 3-2, buddy.
Oh, that's true.
But they beat UAB.
But they lost the Bayou Bucket.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's all that matters here in Houston. The Cougs have lost like 3 of 4. Remember when they were supposed to be an 11-win team? Whoops. Yeah, it's depressing right now, football-wise here. Thank God the Astros are almost about to start the playoffs. But, I mean, shoot, we still got, what, 3 regular season games left to wait through. And then we got to wait to see what the hell is going to happen in the wild card series, which, the way things look right now, Toronto's probably going to be the home team, and they might play Seattle because the Rays haven't been playing particularly well of late. Seattle, by the way, snapped a 20-year playoff drought on Friday with a walk-off hit. So there you go. I'm Paul Gallant. It's the Paul Gallant Show. You want to jump in, 713-780-3776 if you have any suggestions as far as football nearby that's better than what we've been getting of late, college, NFL. Shoot, I mean, maybe I'm going to have to carve out some time on my Fridays to watch some high school football.
Yeah, is North Shore good this year?
I don't know. I stand with North Shore, though, for all those people out there. Like, I know. People like Katie, ooh, they're a factory. Nah, I stand with North Shore. Shout out to Ocho Texto and to a Frobius listener from back in the day. Anyway, here's Sean Mapes behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. It's the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 is how you call. It's how you text. Up next, let's take a look around the NFL, including how the Buffalo Bills finally were able to do something that, as incredible as they've been over the last year plus, had not been able to do. Pretty surprising stat. A look around the NFL as well. Don't go anywhere.
You are listening to...
Hey! Yeah, you! You better be listening to ESPN 97.5.
And don't you dare turn that down.
ESPN 97.5.